This is Metamorphity. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity. Welcome back to Dreaming and Life Purpose, Uncovering the Soul's Call. This is Episode 4, The Courage to Imagine. In the last episode, we explored the voices of conditioning, the borrowed scripts from family, culture, and society that can drown out the soul's whisper. We began the work of unmasking those voices so that the deeper truth can be heard. Today, we turn toward imagination. This episode is called The Courage to Imagine. Why does imagination require courage? Well, imagination is not always safe. To imagine beyond what is familiar is to risk being different, to risk stepping outside of the roles others expect. It takes courage to imagine because imagination threatens the status quo, both the external status quo of culture and the internal status quo of our fears. And yet, imagination is essential. Without it, we cannot glimpse the life our soul is calling us toward. Too often, imagination is dismissed as fantasy, as childish, as unproductive. But imagination is one of our most sacred faculties. Every great transformation begins with imagination. Every healing begins with imagining something beyond the wound. Every act of creation begins as a vision, a dream, a possibility. And imagination is not only the mind's invention. Many traditions tell us that imagination is also how the universe whispers possibilities into being. When an image, idea, or vision arises, it may not simply be yours. It may be the universe offering you a glimpse of what wants to unfold through you. This is why imagination feels so alive. It carries both the fire of your soul and the breath of the universe. When I first began to imagine a different life for myself, I faced doubt, fear, and resistance. It seemed impractical. Others told me it was impossible. But the images that arose within me felt too alive to dismiss. They were not just fantasies. They had weight, energy, a sense of inevitability. Looking back, I see that those images were not only of my own projections. They were invitations from the universe, showing me what was possible if I had the courage to step toward them. Take a breath. Think of a time when you imagined something beyond your current reality. Perhaps it was a different career. Perhaps it was a different relationship. Perhaps it was a different way of being. How did it feel to imagine? Did it feel like fantasy? Or did it feel alive, charged, as if the universe itself was nudging you to pay attention? Imagination is nourished by play. Play allows us to experiment without pressure, to try on possibilities without demanding certainty. Children know this instinctively. They imagine freely, without shame. As adults, we forget. We learn to dismiss play as frivolous. But imagination thrives when we loosen the grip of seriousness and allow ourselves to play with what might be. Try this. Imagine your life as clay in your hands and shape it into different forms. And notice which ones feel heavy and which feel alive. Notice which ones resonate with your body and your spirit. I once worked with a client who longed for change but could not see the way forward. She kept saying, "I don't know what I want." I invited her to imagine without commitment, to play with possibilities. At first she resisted. It felt irresponsible to her, but gradually images began to arise. Working with children, being near water, creating beauty with her hands. None of these were concrete plans. They were whispers, seeds of possibility. Over time, those seeds grew into choices that reshaped her life. This is the power of imagination. It begins as play, but it opens doors the rational mind cannot. Fear often tries to shut down imagination. Fear says, "Don't dream too big. Don't risk disappointment. Don't be foolish." But fear is not truth. Fear is a protector trying to keep us safe in the familiar. The courage to imagine means noticing the voice of fear, thanking it, but not letting it decide. So take another breath and ask yourself, if fear were not in charge, what life would you dare to imagine? And just let this question stir in you. Notice what images or sensations arise. Trust them, even if they don't make sense yet. Very good. The soul's dream often first appears through imagination. You may not yet know the details, but images, ideas, or feelings emerge that carry a resonance. They feel more alive, magnetic, and luminous. This is the soul whispering through imagination. And, as we've named, it's also the universe whispering, inviting you to play your part in the larger unfolding. When you honor imagination, you honor both your own soul and the universe's dream. Here are some practices to strengthen imagination. Create space for silence. Imagination often arises when the mind is uncluttered. Engage in creative play. Paint, dance, write, or improvise, not for outcome, but for the joy of discovery. Ask, "What if?" and let yourself follow the question without censoring. And notice synchronicities. Sometimes the universe answers your imagination with confirming signs. Imagination is not about control. It's about opening to possibility, allowing whispers to emerge, and daring to follow them. There's a story of a weaver who sat down before her loom, uncertain of what to create. She closed her eyes and began to imagine. As she did, colors and patterns began to appear in her mind. When she opened her eyes, she wove what she had seen. Later, she realized that her weaving told the story of her pupil's future, something she could not have known, but that the universe whispered through her imagination. This is the mystery and the gift of imagination. It connects us not only to our own soul, but to the unfolding of life itself. As we move into the guided meditation for this episode, I invite you to set aside fear and set aside practicality and just to let imagination rise. Trust what you imagine may not be fantasy. It may be a whisper from your soul, and it may be the universe itself offering you a glimpse of what longs to be born through you. And breathe, imagine, and trust. And let us begin. I'll meet you in the guided meditation.